A city committee today endorsed a plan to put limits on noise. Much of the attention focused on schools, houses of worship, and medical facilities. That last one was the focus of today's meeting. A medical facility would include a clinic that provides abortions on Latrobe Drive in East Charlotte, where protesters gather multiple times a week as patients enter to have the procedure. WFAE's Alex Olgan has more.
Here's noise from a demonstration at Latrobe Drive on a Saturday in March. It's a common occurrence. The demonstrations also include things like this.
We're talking about babies that are either poisoned or ripped apart, all determined on their age and their mama's choice.
The proposed ordinance would prohibit such amplified sound and unreasonably loud noise within 200 feet of medical facilities like the clinic, houses of worship, and schools when those places are open. Councilman Justin Harlow supports these buffer zones.
This goes so much more beyond what I think we're the elephant in the room here around the politically charged conversation around abortion or not. We want to make sure that people have a reasonable expectation to noise while not limiting any speech. But at the same time, the committee has asked the staff to bring back something that does both.
The proposal would require these places to put up signs explaining they are quiet zones. Councilmember Ed Driggs was the one dissenting vote. He understands there are noise problems, but says this proposal targets the abortion protesters, who often use speakers for music, prayer, and messaging outside a preferred women's health center.
So I'm concerned that we are, in fact, giving expression to a view on the underlying controversy at Latrobe rather than merely enforcing these rules. And it's a tough call because, as I said, I don't really approve of what I've heard about in terms of what is going on there, but I cannot support this particular solution.
Abortion opponents sat behind Driggs in teal shirts. Abortion rights supporters sat across the room. City staff say nothing in the ordinance talks about the content, nor does it prohibit picketing or handing out pamphlets within the buffer zones. Daniel Parks thinks the proposal violates his free speech rights. He regularly demonstrates outside the clinic with the abortion opponent group Cities for Life.
When we're talking about free speech, we're also talking about the right to be heard, right? So it does no good for the city to say, well, you guys can say what you want, but we're gonna block it so it can't be heard.
The sound from Parks group and others can be heard from inside a preferred women's health center, says owner Calla Hales. Her office is next to the property one of the groups owns, where they've set up a stage with speakers. Hale says it's disruptive to staff and patients and was happy to hear the city's plan.
I was hoping for, you know, at least a limit on amplified sound. A buffer is actually more than I had hoped for, especially for 200 feet. I am intrigued to know how that's going to affect private property lines and if it's going to be from a property line or a front door.
The proposed ordinance says it would be the property line. The changes also attempt to deal with construction noise by allowing sites to be designated as chronic noise producers. That would mean they could be forced to come up with ways to reduce noise. Fines would be $100 for the first offense, $500 for the second, and $1,000 for all additional violations. Councilmember Julie Iselt says CMPD has asked the city for more clarity in the noise ordinance since it must enforce it.
We are bumping into each other, and we've got to find a way to honor people's rights, but to also provide quality of life in this city. Our noise ordinance is outdated. We spend more police resources on that street than anywhere in Charlotte. And they are saying to us, we need help.
That claim was not immediately verified by CMPD. The department does station officers on Latrobe Drive on Saturdays. The buffer's rules would extend to parades and bars and restaurants within 200 feet of schools, houses of worship, or medical facilities. The full council still needs to vote on the changes before they become final. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.